Joining us now, he's the champ.
The champ. He's winning.
He is winning. He wins the playoff for the world amateur. Curtis Henley joins us. Welcome into the show, Curtis.
Thank you.
I got to ask you, when you guys are playing in this playoff, number one, I mean, how aware of you of what the scores are? Do you know who's winning and how many shots ahead and whatnot are you?
I didn't. However, my guy I usually play golf with, the guy was Stan was down there, he did know, and he was playing in a different event, an after-the-tournament event, and apparently he knew how I was doing, and he rushed over to the course to be there for when I came in for the final. So apparently there's live scoring that you can keep up with to show you where you stand.
Well, I mean, if you knew, and it is very, very difficult to figure out when you're out there with all these golfers, 3,000 guys from all over the world, and you're all playing different courses, and it's all based on handicap, it's hard to really know where you stand. Had you known where you stood at that time, would it have changed the way you played?
I don't know. I sort of got out of my own head on the back nine, and I played real well for, 7 to 10 holes. I played great, and that's what did it for me. But once I got that under my belt, I sort of realized that I was doing real well, and I went up to the last hole, and I snap took a drive, the only one I put to the left the whole day. So, it was tough. I try not to project when I'm out there. I found I do a lot better if I just stay in what I'm supposed to be doing, stay in the process.
Yep, winning the final with a 6-under 66. They always say that, you can't win a tournament in the first round that you play, but you can certainly lose it. Again, like Mike said, with this thing being, you got to win your flight to advance to the final. Playing on different golf courses, so it's not like that. You play one day and you learn one golf course, and then you're right on to a different golf course. So, it's an interesting dynamic, the World Am, isn't it? And I know you've played how many years now?
I've played either 21 or 22 years. It looks like.
Wow. Is this your
first? I came back home and tried to figure it out my wife.
Was this your first time making the finals, winning your flight, or did you won the flight before?
Yes. No. First time making it into the finals. And I didn't play. I played pretty good. I played solid golf. It was a difficult week. It was lift, clean, and place on three of the days. And it was through the green twice. So it was a pretty wet, soggy course. And I felt like they were too long for me. The final wasn't too long, but the other courses are pushing about 6,300 yards, and I'm getting 59 years old, so I wasn't thinking I had much of a shot this year, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, you've been there more than 20 times. Did the experience of being there in the past make it easier to be successful? Did you play some of the same courses? I mean, we these guys come on and they promote this event for us every year, but I like to hear that you get out there and the fellowship you feel and the fact that it's really, really strict about your handicap, that it really does feel like a level playing field, and everybody shows up with a chance to win, right?
I do think that's correct. Years ago I went, and you would have people shooting 24, 26 under for their four rounds, and that's what would win. And, in four rounds you're shooting, five or six less than your handicap every day. But they changed the system. And when you get adjusted now, when you shoot an exceptional round, you get adjusted retroactively. And so these crazy winning scores aren't out there anymore. And, I mean, I won with like 4 under, I think it was, for my handicap for 4 days. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, you feel like it's probably...
I think it's cleaned up a lot.
Yeah, it's probably the most competitive golf tournament that you'll ever play in, it sounds like.
Right. And then, this year it's a little different. I've been playing with this other fellow I ran into down there a couple of years ago, and he wanted to know if I wanted to ever play a partners event, and we've done well in that format. We're in Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday events particularly, and he gets me down there a few days early, and we'll play practice rounds on the courses that we have. So I played practice round on three of those courses, and I had two of them which were new to me, and I'd already played the other two courses recently, so... It was things I'd seen before, sort of had some notes of what to do, when not to take out the driver.
So are you tempted to go out and get like a wrestling belt and wear it back next year saying I'm the champion or what?
Tease me about that, yeah. No, I'm not tempted to do that, but it is pretty cool. It's pretty awesome, I got to tell you.
Well, you know, I mean, how would take me through?
Not something I expected, for sure.
But could take me through your golf journey. I mean, you're not someone who played Division I college golf, I don't think. I mean, tell us about your golf journey and how you ended up being, you know, essentially a world champion. I think it's awesome.
I caddied for this guy that was pretty good at our high school. I knew what the game of golf was. I'd been out and played, but I wasn't any good. And he wanted someone that would, you know, mind his P's and Q's, but not tell him what to do. And this kid, we played 4 years of varsity sports in Virginia. And this guy made the state finals every year. So he played, you know, district, regionals, and finals. And I caddied for him. And that's what I started doing. And then he told me to come out for the team because the team was that bad. And so the last 2 years I did play on it. But I got to tell you, the only person any good was this kid, Jeff Bostic, on our high school team. But we couldn't get out of the district. But then I didn't play that much. And then as an adult, to have something to do besides work, I was playing a little bit every now and then in my 20s and 30s. And I started playing more to get myself away from the job, to be quite honest. And I retired early. I think about 46 years of age, and thought I'd be traveling more. My wife had some breast cancer, but so I was home more. And then in the last recent history, I've played a lot of golf. I've started playing more tournament golf, and so I'll join the Senior Golf Week. It's a golf week's tournament for for seniors here in Virginia, and I'll play that, and I'll play these events such as this one. I've been out to Mesquite one time, and I think playing in the tournaments really makes a difference. You know, it makes you you get comfortable with doing it. You know, to the process of being in a tournament, and I think that's a lot of it. So, you know, it's the capacity to be able to play to your handicap. And I've seen a lot of people get in the tournaments, and they get around somebody, you know, calling the rules on them, or the nerves get to them, and they can't seem to play to their handicaps at all. And that's the trick, is just, you know, be in your own presence, you know, and play the golf course, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't know if I quite answered your question, but it was a good question.
No, anyway. That was a great answer. And I was going to say, just to follow up on that, is it is interesting that when you play more tournament golf, how much different the 2 and 3 footers become than a regular round of golf with your buddies where I pick it up, it's good. How many people and especially amateurs, miss 2 and 3 foot putts consistently when there's something on the line for it, when it has to go in, isn't it?
Oh, that is a great point. I play with the senior men's group at my club, at Williamsburg Club, and I got to tell you, these guys, they're just, depending on who's the captain of the team, they're just raking the balls in. You cannot make a second putt, because when you putt the first one, if he knows you're going to come up and putt that ball, he just rakes it back when it's 5 and 6 feet away. Forget 2 feet or in 11. and also, they do this, stroke and distance type concept. When you hit the ball, it'll be, or you lose a ball. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. And so, you know, liberal root rules, I've heard it all. But preferred lies, but every place. But, I think it's, you know, you don't realize you're going to miss things like that, and you do. And, you get to yourself. But if you don't practice any of them, and then somebody makes you putt out one time in a match play, all of a sudden it's in your brain that you missed that putt on the third hole. And you're toast for the day, it seems like to me.
Now, so as
you get used to putting them out, playing real golf.
As the Myrtle Beach World Am Champion for 2017, I mean, are there requirements of you? I mean, is it like being Miss America? Is there someone, is there a scandal we're trying to avoid? And do you go back and defend?
No, you do. My partner says, we got to tell people that you're the world champ to see what they give us. But
yeah,
No requirements. I'll be back next year and try again. I really thought that... you know, my complaint was the courses were too long for me, and that's what I told my wife. I was down there by myself this year. We used to make a deal of it when the kids came down too, you know, 20 years ago. And they had their own little mini World Am on the putt-putt golf courses around Myrtle Beach. She did a good job entertaining them. But no requirements. You know, I'll just be back again and try again, and I'll be in a super seniors division, I think it's called. So I'll be with 60 to 69-year-old fellas.
Oh, so you're
it'll be a little bit smaller.
So you're going into a different age bracket next year, huh?
Yeah. That's why I really think this was my year. I was hoping to keep my golf game up, and maybe, you know, 60, 61, I'd have a better chance, is what I was thinking, when the courses get a little shorter.
Oh, man. Everybody better watch out next year.
Yeah, you get to be the youngin'.
They never had a returning champions win, have they? So
no,
never had a back-to-back champion, but that'd be pretty unusual. It's already pretty unusual. One out of 3,000 something golfers. So
amen.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's harder to win the Myrtle Beach World Amateur than it is to win a PGA Tour event because there's many more players. You know, you got 300 times the players playing, right?
I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah, feel free to express it like that to everyone.
It's like lightning striking, you know?
There you go.
So it's pretty unusual.
Well, Curtis, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. Congratulations again on being the 2017 World Amateur Handicap Championship winner, and good luck to you next year.
Well, thank you so much.